outside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon, welcome, my friends. Yes, it is my favorite day of the week, Friday, October the 5th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by the Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. I give that number out late Friday afternoon just to remind you, Republic Trading Group is open 7 days a week. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. You want to make sure that the Browns are out of jail in 13 months from now? I'll give you an answer. Elect Ron Paul as President of the United States. He will repeal the 16th Amendment and abolish that little pesky Leviathan called the IRS. Quick check of what happened on Wall Street today, because they were waiting all week for the jobs report. It was almost a non-event. Report came in higher than analysts had anticipated. They were expecting 100,000. 110,000 came in. It gave Wall Street enough momentum to push the Dow up 91 points at 14,066. NASDAQ up 46 points at 2,780. S&P 500, new record, up 14, almost 15 points at 1,557. Wall Street, obviously, more concerned with the jobs report than worrying about Merrill Lynch's third-quarter losses or Washington Mutual's slashing of its third-quarter earnings, or for that matter, not paying any attention to the fact that consumers are deeper in debt than they've ever been as borrowing surges for the month of August. So what happened with the metals? Obviously, Wall Street was happy, which usually means that it's a bad day for the metals. Well, surprise, surprise, surprise. Gold closed in New York up $4.20, ended the day at $7.42. Gold had a high of $7.45. Early trading this morning, gold was off $8. So in total, gold was up $12 today. We had a low, as I said, early this morning, $7.27. Silver closed up 2 cents at $13.43. It likewise had a wide-ranging day, low of $13.19, high of $13.56. Platinum up $5 at $1,374. Palladium. What happened to palladium? Who woke this thing up? Palladium up $5 at $371. Crude oil off 48 cents at $80.96, and the U.S. dollar, you would imagine, would have been stronger, weaker by 15 basis points at 78.24. Take a short break. Be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
To the flip side on this Friday, a sad Friday because of the events that have unfolded in the last 24 hours. And if you ever had any questions about whether the land of the free and the home of the brave is now in the final grips of a fully fledged police state, I think that question has been answered. Talking about gold, we'll spend a little time with it in this first segment. Second segment, we'll deal with that little thing called the IRS. But first, now whenever you start to get mainstream publications talking about the noble metal, pay attention, because the sheep may be finally waking up to the reality of where this economy is ultimately going. And it ties into IRS and why we pay taxes. I mean, most people think that, you know, we pay taxes so that people can, you know, like schools and roads and bridges and defense budgets and all that kind of stuff. This is allegedly where our taxes go. But what a lot of people don't realize that the federal income tax goes directly towards the national debt. It doesn't pay for schools. It doesn't pay for roads. It doesn't pay for the defense budget. The national debt absorbs every ounce of the federal tax. The debt that we owe to foreign countries, that is the money owed by the government to the Federal Reserve. How can the government owe itself money, you say? Well, that's a good question, because it can't. The Federal Reserve is a privately held bank. We are paying money on interest owed to a bank for generating money for the government's use. The Constitution specifically states that Congress has the ability to print money interest-free. Why then do we allow the Federal Reserve to manage our money? The Federal Reserve Act of 1913 established the Federal Reserve System. The act was passed through Congress during a very quiet, dark night at Christmas, when most congressmen were at home with their families. In that act, the government gave over power of printing the money to the privately held Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve is no more federal than Federal Express. And so, my friends, the Leviathan, the beast, otherwise known as the IRS, is jailing people, freezing their assets for committing no crimes. But try and tell Joe Sixpack that. It's a reason why you see stunned reaction from audiences around the country who are listening to Ron Paul for the first time. My God, he wants to eliminate the IRS and the federal income tax. Well, maybe they'll pay attention. And maybe, just maybe, people will wake up and put Ron Paul at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and the Browns will have their sentence commuted as sure as night follows day. And this leads back to gold. Why is gold surging? Gold is surging because the perception of the almighty dollar is finally starting to crumble at the seams. It was built on false foundations, and we are talking about since 1913, and anything built on false foundations ultimately will fail. It just depends how long it takes. Anyway, as I said, we are now starting to see articles in mainstream media, the mainstream press, where the intellectuals hang out. Yes, the financial intellectuals' Bible, if you will, is Barron's magazine. And Sandra Ward has a column in today's edition entitled Gold Has Teeth. And she goes and she interviews one John Hathaway. Some of you may know about Mr. Hathaway, some of you may not. Mr. Hathaway controls a Manhattan-based fund called the Tocqueville Gold Fund, interesting name, which has $1.1 billion in assets. So far, the Tocqueville Gold Fund has outperformed, it's up 12% on the year, versus 9% from Standard & Poor's 500, 17% for the XAU, the Philadelphia Gold Exchange and Silver Sector Index, which has benefited from the overweight position in copper producer Freeport McMoRan, and is doing very well. And so she, the reporter, Sandra Ward, asks Mr. Hathaway, is gold finally getting some respect? Mr. Hathaway responds, there's a lot more interest, but I'm not sure respect. It is still a marginal space for most investors. Well, it is. Most investors out there are still stuck in that 90s quagmire of thinking that gold is a relic of the past, a barbaric metal that does have no room to move in this current financial climate we find ourselves in. Now, unfortunately, as things happen, why does it happen? everything on my system is now frozen, which is unfortunate. But she's speaking to Mr. Hathaway, talking about, is gold regaining some strength? What is moving these markets? Why all of a sudden the sudden interest? And it all pertains to the perception of the dollar. It all goes back to, obviously, the problems that we have seen time and time again when we have been dealing with this current foreign policy initiative of this administration. Prior to this administration, foreigners always regarded the United States as a safe haven. Whenever there was trouble and strife in the world, the dollar would gain strength. Countries fell over themselves in converting their worthless currencies into the U.S. dollar. I mean, after all, it's a currency that says, in God we trust. That could be an unfortunate thing in the years to come. But they had faith. They had faith in the integrity of the United States of America, because the world had constantly been told time and time again that this was the land of the free, home of the brave. This is where people's rights were paramount. So she asks him, what about the link between the declining dollar and the rising gold price? Mr. Hathaway says, I wouldn't overweight that too much either, because while the dollar is in a little bit of trouble here and will probably lose some shelf space as a global reserve currency, at the end of the day, the Europeans don't want the euro-dollar rate to be at $1.50, because that will be out of, because they will be out of business. All economies are interdependent on the dollar as an instrument of credit for cross-border trade. Well, then the next question is, if the dollar is going to continue to decline, when do we get to that magic number of $1,000 an ounce? Mr. Hathaway responds, I don't think it'll take much. Let's not forget, in 1980 dollars, gold is less than half of its normal price today. An important point to remember, my friends. If we use the Federal Reserve's own calculation of what a dollar is worth since they created this abomination in 1913, we'll find out that the equivalent of $800 in 1918 today is $1,800. Gold at $700 may seem like a lot of money to a lot of people. It's cheap. Should be double the price. He goes on to add, the disparity between the amount of paper that has been created since 1980 and the amount of gold that has been produced since then is just enormous. The ratio of financial assets to physical gold is at the low end of a historical range. If you were to mark all the gold to market that has ever been mined, which is a very conservative approach, then take the valuation of all the global stock markets and all the global bond markets. Gold represents about 3% compared with the figure in the mid-20% range in 1980, which was the top of the bull market in gold and the beginning of the bull market in financial assets. Gold is good value, certainly at these prices, just based on the considerations we've discussed. But even if you don't think worst-case outcomes are in the cards, gold is still rare and hard to find. And believe me, these companies are having the toughest times trying to maintain production, much less build it. As we speak, South African mines are closing down under inspection because of the mine mishap earlier this week. Mines throughout the world, they aren't coming online. When a new gold discovery is discovered, it will take at least another 5 years before mines can come onto line. Add into the new environmental regulations, not only in the United States, but worldwide, it's too much of a hassle to open a mine. Which means demand keeps growing, supply keeps going down, $1,000, ha, 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 ha. 5, 2, 3, 4, 5. We'll be back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. As I said, a lot of stuff happened this week. Quite amazing. The rise of the police state, I think, is what should be discussed at these presidential debates. But, you know, that's not going to happen. By the way, next presidential debate, they actually had one today, I think, or there was some sort of get together with the candidates. Rudy Giuliani was given 25 minutes to spew his garbage. Ron Paul, they gave him 10 minutes. Well, they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear Ron Paul's message. But listen, come Tuesday, this is a popcorn night. Tuesday, CNBC hosts the presidential debates, and it's all about finance. And I will lay you anything you like. that that Ron Paul just simply blows them out of the water when it comes to talking about finance, but they won't get it. They won't understand it because they all think that the Federal Reserve is part of the federal government, and they think that taxation without representation is just fine. We are seeing in the land of the free and the home of the brave, the rise of the beast, as I like to call him, because that's what it is. And you're seeing him unleash his tentacles like never before. It's going to be interesting to see how the media portrays this. I already know how the media is going to portray the Brown affair as militia types and anti-government types. It always bugs me when people, well, he's anti-government. Well, when you are pro-liberty, you tend to be anti-government because government tends to hinder liberty. This is something that even George Washington and Madison and Jefferson figured out a long time ago. Taxation without representation was like when Britain tried to tax the colonists to pay for its Britain's war against France. Now think about this. Britain wanted to tax the colonists to pay for the its war that it was having against France. Well, there was a little revolt there. Even Washington, as much as we praise Washington, Washington made some boneheaded decisions in his time, also wanting to obviously pay for the war, decided to tax whiskey. And he ended up with a whiskey rebellion. And they wanted money from the whiskey producer, the guys that did the hooch. And the guys that were doing the hooch saying, look, to us, hooch is money. We don't generate any money. We make a product called hooch. And if we want stuff, we barter in exchange with hooch. So we don't ever deal in money. So anyway, long story short, off they went, and they went to the Carolinas, which is where moonshining erupted from. Oh, we can get into all that if you like as well. But it's over time we are dealing with this beast. And last night I did a piece that appeared in Ludwig von Mises, and it's worth repeating. And I got an email from someone who wanted me to repeat it because they only got it halfway. Apparently their radio was going out. But Jim Fidaco was talking about Robert Higgs, and I'll share this with you. He says Robert Higgs identified the Leviathan as an opportunistic beast, using crises, real or manufactured, to expand its realm, to slither its tentacles into the remaining halls where large amounts of liberty are found. Any national or international event can be spun into the need for more government, more interventions, more intrusions of its slimy appendages. We have seen this time and time again as the Leviathan strikes while the masses tremble. Somehow we are calmed by the sight of this powerful yet ugly serpent-like creature, believing that it is only grasping what it needs in order to protect us and praying that it will release its grasp once the crisis passes. However, government never willingly releases its hold of liberty. No, and in fact, any taste of the liberty that remains in the possession of the masses simply whets government's appetite for more. That which we give up in a momentary shudder of fear is gone forever. Never forget that. What happened to that little thing, give me liberty or give me death thing? Yeah, just a nice slope. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Friday. So Leviathan, otherwise known as the Beast, once again demonstrated today that it's jailing people and freezing their assets for committing no crimes. It is interesting to note that the Supreme Court, which is now in session, starts every October, sometime, not sure exactly when, start debating a question that hasn't crossed the Supreme Court for 70 years, and that is an individual right to own a firearm. The Supreme Court likewise has not addressed the 16th Amendment since 1916. It's about time that the courts made another ruling. See, the courts have been mixed about this, as there is no law on the books that can be pointed to that says that American citizens have to pay a federal income tax. The IRS claims that, Leviathan claims that the 16th Amendment to the Constitution gives them the right to do this. Well, let's read the 16th Amendment, shall we? Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes on income from whatever source derived without apportionment among the several states and without regard to any census or enumeration. Okay, well, that certainly sounds like that gives them the right to do what they are doing. However, income, as it is defined by the Constitution, is gains or profit, not wages. And in 1916, the Supreme Court heard the case. And they ruled, and pretty much to sum it up, that the 16th Amendment did not confer any new power of taxation to the government. So you are being held at gunpoint, your possession and freedom held ransom by Leviathan. American citizens, if you didn't know this, you are being robbed. Except they do it nicely, as opposed to meeting you in a dark alley, just stealing your money. Every day our freedoms and liberties are slipping away from us. The right to own property has become a right to own property until some corporation or government agency decides that it would be better in someone else's hands. A little thing called eminent domain. Then we have numerous executive orders. Executive Order 10999 gives the government the right to take over all forms of public transportation. This means, by the way, yours, that little old junket sitting in your driveway. Executive Order 11000 gives the government the right to make you and I work in civilian work brigades. And the list goes on. In May of next year, the Real ID Act becomes active, making it mandatory that all American citizens carry a national ID. Without the national ID card, you will not be allowed to board a plane, a train, open a bank account, or enter any federal building. Congress has been discussing and feels the need to add checkpoints within U.S. borders. Anyone without a national ID will not be able to pass these checkpoints. National IDs will be equipped with RFID chips. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to put this all together and see where this is leading. War is peace, freedom is slavery, ignorance is strength. This is what they would have you believe. And just out of curiosity, does the phrase "give me liberty" or "give me death" mean anything to anyone anymore? It meant something to the people that founded this country, and it should mean something to all of us. We have become a nation of people who live in fear of our government. We are required to pay a tax every year that the Supreme Court did not uphold and flies in the face of the Constitution this nation was founded on. We are supposed to be a nation with a government for the people and by the people. Let us, as a people, stand up and demand our rights. We are, after all, the majority, in case you've forgotten. The government should be working for us, not against us. We are, as of this moment, living in a totalitarian dictatorship. When the president can issue executive orders that take away the rights granted to us by the Constitution, or more importantly, or more accurately, our rights given to us by God, it's time for a lot of people to wake up out there before it's too late. Some may already say it is too late. And we should pay attention to the only candidates that are opposed to the Federal Reserve System and the IRS that are leeching our liberties. And there's only one option you have out there in this current presidential election field. There's an old movie out there. It was shot in the 1950s. It's called Don't Be a Sucker. It was shot by the government to educate people about the risks of listening to people who persecute minorities. Its primary message is that America is not a place that tolerates minorities. It is a place made up of minorities. However, it also reminds people not to be a sucker for scam artists that disguise themselves as politicians. Think for yourself. Research for yourself. The validity of everything that I have just mentioned can be checked and double-checked and verified. Get yourself a copy if you haven't already seen Freedom to Fascism. A perfect illustration of the naivete of the general populace out there. When Aaron goes to the people on the streets, asks them simple questions about the IRS and the tax system. How can people support a system that they don't even know about? We see it on a consistent basis. The naivete of people. Recently, last week, they introduced a new test for citizenship, the citizenship test. Well, a couple of news organizations took the citizenship test. I saw one that was in downtown Manhattan, where they went into the streets and asked people simple questions about what do the stars on the flag represent. People couldn't answer it. What are the color of the stripes? I mean, it was disturbing, to say the least. And this all comes up to another thing. We've had this whole thing this week about the Justice Department. You've got a former Assistant Deputy Attorney General to John Ashcroft on a book tour. He's no longer with the Justice Department, spilling his beans about how corrupt the Justice Department is. We know the Justice Department is corrupt, and if we are a nation of laws, let's first try and rectify this failed legal system in which we live, where prosecutors are godlike in their powers. Prosecutors have powers. They have more power than the President of the United States. The only thing a prosecutor can't do that a president can do is send your sons and daughters to war. Outside of that, he does everything. And the scary thing is, when they keep on telling us, you're innocent until proven guilty, please, give me a break. That's a myth. You're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. And the possibility of you proving yourself innocent is zero, because you are sitting in a jury of your peers who are just as dumb as a bunch of rocks. Let alone they are not allowed to look at certain evidence when it is presented with them. And I'm sure in the Browns case there was a lot of exculpatory evidence that wasn't allowed to be viewed by the jury. Because the judge is the man that dictates. And after all, where does a judge get his paycheck from? But we have witnessed with the Duke Lacrosse case, it is in many instances. Today, a prosecutor in Michigan hanged himself in jail. Why? Because he was trying to have sex with a five-year-old girl. We've got politicians trying to pick up strange men in bathrooms declaring that they are not gay. It's insane, the world in which we live. The Duke Lacrosse case is not an anomaly. It is standard within the justice system. And is it any wonder that you had members of the current administration, Mr. Attorney General himself, well, former Attorney General, going up to see John Ashcroft in a comatose state, trying to get him to approve something that was blatantly unconstitutional. But let me tell you something. If you lie to the government, because they lie to us all the time, constantly, it's a constant barrage of lies that are spewed by government officials on a constant basis, but never they are never held to account, and they can never go to jail for lying to us. But if we lie to them, watch out. Ask Martha Stewart. Another case today. What was her name? Marion Jones, the Olympic star, won 5 gold medals. Today, pleading guilty to lying to the government. She's going to lose all her medals. What was her crime? Well, she took a drug. I don't even know if you can call it a drug. It was a performance-enhancing chemical. We've seen this before in many sports, whether it's Tour de France winner, whether it's Barry Bonds. Now, these aren't drugs that change your psyche in any way, shape, or form. It just makes you perform better. But apparently, this is unfair, and this is not right. And so we have to come down and take away whatever they got because they did a bad thing. But yet we have a spokesman for the Republican Party by the name of Rush Limbaugh, who most probably spent his entire career thanks to the drug enhancement of hillbilly cocaine called Oxycontin, yet this man is still allowed to sit on the radio and spew his garbage on a daily basis. Why doesn't he lose his job? Double standards. Hypocrites, one and all. And so what we're witnessing today is we're just witnessing, unfortunately, the death of America. It's a sad thing to say. But I guess people won't realize what they have lost until it's all gone. Because that's the only time people will suddenly realize what it is that they had that they no longer have. Because you take stuff for granted. This is why I often say, there's been my observation, and there's been many voices out there warning Americans on a consistent basis, foreigners who come to America, who have come from police states, and have seen how we go down that slippery slope, and they've been warning, listen, you better change your direction here soon, or else you're going to end up like another Stasi empire. You're going to end up like the former gulags in the Soviet Union. We are not much. We are not any different. We are no better than the thugs in China or the thugs in Russia. Look what they're doing at the airports. Look at these guys, these TSA employees. A woman gets hysterical. She misses her flight. They cuff her. They throw her and she dies. 20 minutes later, what's with that? And it's not the first person, by the way, that's died in Phoenix after being handcuffed and thrown in jail. There's some serious disconnect, and the large majority of people just sit around and they accept this as well, the Browns deserve. Well, you know, they should have paid their fair share. I pay my fair share. Look, I admit, I pay the Leviathan. The only reason I pay the Leviathan because I know the wrath he could exact on me if I didn't. I want to be around for the fight. I won't do anybody any good sitting inside a little 9x10 cell somewhere. So I offer my sacrifices to Leviathan. And as I said the other day, I don't even wait till he gets hungry in April. I feed the beast in January. Not that I want to, not that I feel that I'm compelled to do anything, because I know what the law is. And the law is, doesn't say that we should be paying this. But I do. Because I've seen it all before. This is a deja vu thing for me. It's just a replay of... I mean, if you had to tell... sometimes I wonder. I mean, it explains the whole thing with Ron Paul and why people don't understand him. If more people understood what Ron Paul was all about, you'd have a revolution. So you want to do something? Join the revolution. There's a revolution going on. You may not know it, but it's going on. Join the revolution. We'll be back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Back, my friends, final segment for this Friday. Just a couple of quick reminders. Coming up tonight on PBS in the Bill Moyers Journal, he interviews none other than Pastor John Hagee and his group called Christians United for Israel. It comes up tonight, not sure what time. Check your local listings. It's on PBS. And what else is there? There was something else I've forgotten. Oh, yes, Monday. Monday is a holiday. Columbus Day. Yay! Banks are closed. Post office is closed. Wall Street's open. So we're open. But if you're having a three-day weekend, enjoy yourself. Let's quickly try and squeeze Don in here from Ohio. Hey, Don. Thanks for waiting, brother.
There's another thing on tonight, too. On C-SPAN 2 at 9 o'clock, I believe it's Eastern, Ron Paul's got a campaign event in New Hampshire. And you don't have C-SPAN and you do have a computer, you can watch it on the computer.
Oh, okay. I'll have to T-bow one of those because it sounds like they're both coming on at the same time.
Yep.
You said 9 Eastern?
Yep.
I think that's the same time that
the Bill Moyers. Let me check.
Yeah.
Oh, I had it open, and I think I closed it. I did close it. I think they are at the same time.
Oh, but,
Well, you can always watch one and
tape the other one.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why I said I'll T-bow the one.
Yep.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thanks, Don.
Uh-huh.
And as we mentioned, coming up Tuesday, the financial debate. Now, that's going to be, put it this way, if that was pay-per-view, I would pay. Tuesday night, CNBC hosts the candidates running for president. It's unfortunate that Alan Keyes is part of that because he'll just make a fool of himself, as he usually does, together with Rudy Giuliani and Mitt Romney and John McCain and Mike Huckabee. Is there any wonder the reason why the media doesn't want to pay any attention to Ron Paul? You know why? Because they're dead scared of him. They're dead scared of this revolution. It's time. You know, we talk about this revolution. We talk about the Constitution. We talk about everything on a consistent basis. And I've tried to cause a few revolutions in my time. Tried it in Colorado once and told people to meet me in City Hall at 12 noon on Sunday. Well, six people showed up. The other three of them wanted to know if we could postpone it till the following week because they had a football game they had to take their kids to. And so there's a certain amount of apathy out there. But you got an opportunity. We don't have much time left. Leviathan is growing in leaps and bounds, and it's time to cut him down to size. And there's only one single candidate amongst this whole crop. There's only one person who can actually beat Hillary Rodham Clinton, and it's not Rudy Giuliani. It's Ron Paul. You see, the unique thing about Ron Paul, if you haven't been paying attention to it, is he's pulling people from all directions. I see him on the left-wing blogs like Ron Paul. I mean, here's a man that could more than likely get a majority unsurpassed if the people are only educated. And this is such a sad thing when you look at it. Join the revolutions, my friends, and have yourself a great weekend, and we'll do it all again on Monday. Till then, see you. Bye.